3, 2, 1. Hello, this is Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, during this Christmas season, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service set Christmas Eve as the deadline for submitting comments on federal government actions affecting the U.S. cattle industry. RCAF USA obliged these agencies by submitting formal comments on behalf of independent U.S. cattle producers just before Santa was scheduled to make his rounds. The most important of these actions is the FDA's plan to put an end to over-the-counter sales of antibiotics used to treat such common cattle diseases as pink eye, foot rot, pneumonia, and calf scours. The target date for requiring a veterinary prescription for penicillin, LA-200, tetracycline, and several other over-the-counter drugs appears to be by 2021. The FDA claims actions are needed to reduce the incidence of antibiotic resistance in humans. It asserts that some medically important antimicrobials have been used injudiciously for use as growth promoters, for example. The FDA's preferred solution is a blanket approach to remove all medically important antimicrobials from over-the-counter sales currently available to our nation's cow-calf producers and others along the live cattle supply chain. The FDA claims it is implementing its plan through a voluntary program, a program of persuading animal drug manufacturers to voluntarily change the labels on animal antibiotics to require a veterinary prescription prior to sale. Let's take a closer look at this plan. The FDA has issued a guidance document called a Draft Guidance to Industry, setting forth the agency's goal of ending over-the-counter sale of antibiotics that have been available at lower cost to independent cattle producers because they were not subject to a veterinary prescription requirement. Though the FDA claims that compliance by animal drug companies is voluntary, it nevertheless has established goals and target dates for which to achieve compliance with its so-called suggestions. In our comments to the agency, we pointed out that the outcome of the agency's actions will increase the cost of production for cow-calf producers without the agency having initiated a lawful notice and comment rulemaking procedure, thus depriving independent cattle producers a meaningful opportunity to evaluate the agency's basis for its actions. Here's what we told the FDA. Number one, the agency's action lacks any scientific analysis to determine which segment of the multi-segmented live cattle supply chain is actually engaged in the injudicious use the agency is trying to curb. RCAF USA is unaware of allegations of injudicious use of antibiotics by cow-calf producers, and therefore they should not be subject to the agency's remedial actions unless the agency has a scientific basis for including them. The agency's actions also lack a cost-benefit analysis to determine the harm that independent U.S. cattle producers will incur when their cost of production is increased due to the agency's actions, while their competitors' cattle, born and raised in Mexico and Canada, are not subject to the same restrictions. This will competitively disadvantage U.S. cattle producers while diluting the agency's efforts to limit injudicious use on the part of producers, as well as to dilute any benefits to consumers. Number three, the agency's actions ignore the fact that U.S. continues to face a shortage of large animal veterinarians, and requiring the too few large animal veterinarians we do have to begin dispensing drugs that cow-calf producers and others in the live cattle supply chain have been administering judicially could put an untenable strain on our nation's veterinary infrastructure. Four, the agency's action ignores the professional stature of America's cattle farmers and ranchers by essentially vilifying them as perpetrators of the injudicious use of important animal antibiotics without having any foundation for such a claim. We point out that this is absurd, that America's farmers and ranchers are professional animal husbandry men and women who have learned through time-honored experience when over-the-counter antibiotics must be administered to treat common cattle diseases such as pink eye. We concluded our comments with this statement. RCAF urges FDA to cease any further efforts to cajole or otherwise cause sponsors of important animal antimicrobials that are currently being judiciously administered by America's cattle farmers and ranchers to treat cattle diseases into limiting or restricting access to those antimicrobials until and unless the agency initiates a lawful notice and comment rulemaking process. Now remember, we recently stopped the U.S. Department of Agriculture from similarly imposing a cost burden on U.S. cattle producers when it tried to implement an RFID ear tag plan without a rulemaking process. With that, we're out of time. Have a productive week. Goodbye.